begging your pardon.
Oh no, I'm just slightly stoned, but I'm better now.
Yeah.
Aren't you the bass player from outside?
That is true.
Wow, I remember you from before.
But I also work for Downbeat Magazine.
Wow, doing what?
I write reviews
for
musicians for Downbeat Magazine.
That sounds very lucrative.
No,
have you been successful?
I have not sold a single one.
Oh.
But I write them.
Why?
Why are you writing a musical?
Oh, touche. Well, at any rate, I guess you know Fred Skippy.
And what makes you think that?
Well, this building. I assumed he owned it.
And your assumption is asinine.
What a forward assertion.
I am known for having those.
But whatever could you have meant by your last comment?
This building is full of people like you.
Like me?
Full of people who aspire to be admired by the muck and mire.
Oh, wow, that's poetic.
A turn of phrase brings happier days, as they used to say. In the past.
I remember the past. But let's get back to the present a moment. Are you saying that there are other people here writing a musical?
Man, everybody's writing a musical.
Everybody?
Dime a dozen.
Dime a dozen?
I imagine your Fred Skippy's a promoter, producer
yes.
type.
Yes, he said he did both.
Man, he's a dime a dozen.
What? I don't understand.
Well, we're not in New York, as they say.
Well, what do you mean?
There is only one theater.
What?
There's only one theater in this town, which is not New York.
So what are you saying?
Why don't we elucidate in song?